ABC.
We've been talking about the increasing cost of groceries that we're all experiencing at the moment. The side salad might become a casualty. Simone Douglas is a publican at the Duke of Brunswick Hotel. She's also the co-founder of the Hospo Owners Collective. What is the advice for people if they don't really like the side salad?
If you don't really like it, ask not to have it. We stopped serving a side salad as an inclusion with schnitzels just before the pandemic because we were, you know, filling up an entire garbage bin with side salads that nobody was eating. If you're a venue that is trying to reduce your footprint as a whole and being environmentally sustainable and responsible, then that's something that you need to look at.
If you don't do the side salad anymore, what do you do in replacement? Is it extra chips or can someone ask for a side salad or how does it work at your venue?
So they can order a side salad. It's just going to cost them extra. That's all. It just meant that we could maintain a lower price for the schnitzels and everything else.
Frank Hannon-Tan is the co-owner of Amalfi, Mother Vine and the Stanley Bridge Tavern. How have the increasing costs of produce affected your venues?
Well, it certainly had an effect across all the venues. Iceberg lettuce is gaining, you know, a lot of attention. So I guess we've been trying to focus on more seasonal products and more winter vegetables, but it's not alone. A lot of other factors have gone up. The cost of meat, seafood, as well as other vegetables. Imported products have also gone up. Pasta and the olive oil and some wine has also increased in price because of the scarcity due to that supply chain weakening.
So has it hit the point where you look at changing menus?
Not quite at this stage. We're looking to adapt. At the restaurant, it is still something that comes on the side, mixing in different types of leaves. We've replaced some of it with sautéed spinach or cooked vegetables. I know at the Stanley Bridge, it is an optional extra. It's a divisive issue. You know, some people really just won't eat it at all, and some people really expect that as a part of a meal on the plate. So you've really got to tread carefully there. We're just finding that people are just not eating their salad, and we're throwing a lot away.